Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Torres. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Nelson Briles. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field. Northrup picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Northrup. Rojas moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. DeCinsa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is called out on strikes. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeCinsa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Healy moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Healy moves to third. Patek moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Grich trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Doug DeCinsa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinsa is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinsa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to third. Marty Patton now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bumbrey scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford strikes out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeCinces scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan strikes out. 2 outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lee May now playing first base. Paul Blair now playing center field. Don Baylor now playing left field. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bellinger. Rojas moves to third. Brett moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Rodney Scott pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Scott moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Singleton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Healy to Patek and they have Bellinger trapped. There's the throw over to Rojas, covering first, who applies the tag for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Brett reaches second base with a double. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Veda Pinson pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Soleda pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Tony Soleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleda takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garland now pitching. Frank White pinch runs for Tony Soleda. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to third. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. McRae reaches second base with a double. Pinson scores. White scores. Otis goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.